that a worm such as I,
你进来拯救我,
that you would come and save.
你为了拯救我, 竟然降杯, 也穿上人的样式,
and you wanted to take on a man so that you could save me.
哦, 你用这无罪, 你以无罪的身体来代替我们这有罪的,
that you, the sinless one, come and took the sin for the sinful one.
在神的祭坛上, 做我们的代替,
and that on the offering. On the altar, you took on the form of the offering.
奉献在神的祭坛上面, 让神来悦纳,
became the sin offering so that you could took on the sins for us.
这是何等样的大爱,
and Lord, how great is your love?
主我们接受了你的救恩, 就是接受了你的大爱,
and Lord, when we receive your salvation, we receive your love.
如今, 复活, 坐在宝座上,
and now you have resurrected and ascended up on high.
在父神的右边, 仍然为我们代求,
and on the right hand of God, you intercede for us.
哦, 你要救我们到一个完全的地步,
and you want to save us completely.
哦, 不仅从最终拯救我们,
not only you want to take us out from sin,
还要把你的生命坐在我们的里面,
but yet you want to give us this new life.
哦, 叫我们能够像你完全一样,
so that we could be completed just as
哦,
you.
叫我们能够让在你的率领底下, 能够蒙得神的悦纳,
so that under your leadership we could be accepted,
率领众子进入神的荣耀,
that you're leading your sons and daughters into glory, and now we're still on this land,
我们仍然不完全,
and yet we are not perfect,
你的爱在这里率领我们,
but your love is still leading us,
你的爱在这里充满我们,
and that your love is still filling us,
在爱里给我们能力,
and this love gives us strength,
叫我们能够爱人如己,
so that we could love the others,
叫我们有你的生命在我们的里面,
so that we could show your new life,
激励我们爱有行动,
and to encourage us to do something,
激励我们的爱有见证,
so that we could be a testimony,
能够将那个荣耀赞美来归给你,
so that people could glory.
如今我们把众儿女, 众弟兄姊妹们都交在你的手中,
and now we put brothers and sisters in your hands,
今天仍然用爱来吸引我们, 充满我们,
and may you let your love draw us close,
叫我们里里外外都充满了你的自己,
so that completely we'll be filled with
you, 叫我们能够爱弟兄,
so that we could love our brothers and sisters,
像爱自己一样,
just like we love ourselves,
就像你爱我们一样,
just like how you love us.
主我们感谢赞美你,
so Lord, we thank you.
今天我们早间, 我们站在这个地方,
this morning we come to you.
我们先俯伏敬拜,
we bow and worship.
愿你的爱再来充满我们,
may your love fill us.
奉靠耶稣基督的名,
in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们把下面的时间交给高弟兄。
感谢主，刚刚弟兄的祷告实在是很好。
Thanks to the Lord that we had a great prayer.
是我们里面没有爱。
That we did not have love before.
我们的爱是有感情有情感的。
That our love comes from our emotion.
我们的爱是有条件的。
And that our love comes with constraints.
但是我们感谢神。
But yet thanks to the Lord.
祂成为我们的生命。
That now He becomes our new life.
我可以不靠着我们自己来爱弟兄姐妹。
That I no longer relied on ourselves to love the brothers and sisters.
我甚至于不要靠着我自己来爱我的仇敌。
And furthermore, I can't rely on myself to love my enemy.
我今天可以爱我的仇敌，不是因为我。
But today I can love my enemy not because of who I am.
乃是有一位神住在我的里面。
But it's because God dwells in me.
帮我来爱。
God helps me to love.
替我来,
and He replaced me in my love.
今天我想跟弟兄姊妹分享一个信息, 叫做让爱走动。
Today we're going to share a message, let love act.
爱不是一个人怎么可以走动呢?
Now love is not a man, how can it act?
这是把爱把它人格化。
But then now we're going to personalize love.
我们知道这个爱人格化就是耶稣就是主。
And now this moving love is Jesus, our Lord.
怎么样让主，怎么样让耶稣基督在我们中间走动呢?
Now how do we let Jesus walk among us?
我们今天一天，今天我们早上，我们来等候在神的面前。
So this morning we come awaiting for Him.
我们求神开我们里面的眼睛。
We ask Him to open up the eyes of our heart.
让我们看见我们的神在我们的中间。
So that we can see that He is among us.
他愿意行走在我们的中间。
And He is willing to walk among us,
来帮助我们,
to help each one of us.
好，我们读一段圣经。
So let's read a couple Bible verses.
以弗所书第四章25节到32节。
Ephesians chapter 4, 25 through 32.
如果你有可能的话，你们以后每次来聚会，把你们的圣经带来。
If possible, please bring your Bible with you every time we gather.
在 Culver City 那边，我们是不把这个圣经的经文打出来。
In Culver City, we don't project the verses on the screen.
我们有一个目的，就是鼓励弟兄姊妹带自己的圣经。
So that we encourage brothers and sisters to bring your own Bible.
因为当你听到的时候，你可以写下你自己的听到记录。
So that you have something to write your notes on.
写在你自己的圣经上，后面就变成你自己的产业。
So when you mark on your own Bible, it becomes your own inheritance.
好，我们来一起念25节到32节。
Together, 25 through 32.
好，我们一起。
Together. Therefore, lying aside, be true, be friendly with your neighbor, who be a member of one another. Be angry and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not give the devil an opportunity. He who steals must steal no longer, but rather he must labor, performing with his own hands what is good, so that he will have something to share with one who has need.Let no one use some words proceed from your mouth. As edification according to the need of the moment, so that he will give grace to those who hear. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Therefore, bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all
else.并要以恩慈相待，
和
怜悯的心，彼此
饶恕，正如神在基督里
饶恕了你们一样。还有我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray。
爱我们的主，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
The Lord that loves us, we thank you。
早上我们又安坐在你自己的宝座前。
This morning we sit before you。
我们知道你爱我们。
We know that you love us.
耶稣爱我，我知道。
That Jesus loves me and I know.
但是主，我们也愿意把我们的爱献在你的脚前。
But Lord, we are willing to pour our love in front of you.
你说爱你的就要来遵守你的诫命。
You said whoever loves you will follow your command.
我们早上照着你的命令，我们来到你的宝座前。
So this morning we follow your command and come to you.
我们求你赐给我们一个安静的心。
We ask that you will give us a peaceful and restful heart.
给我们一个安静的灵。
So that we would have a quiet spirit.
我们要来聆听你自己宝座上的恩言。
So that we could listen to the words from your throne.
开我们里面的心窍。
Please open up our hearts.
主，让我们领受你自己的话。
So that we could receive your words.
成为我们里面的食物。
And to have your words to become our food.
这样子我们可以奔跑我们前面的道路。
So that we may run with strength.
我们向所有这样上面的祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
And in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.刚刚我们读那段圣经是以弗所书，是保罗，是一个外邦的使徒保罗写给刚刚信主的一些以弗所的教会的人。
Now the verses that we just read from the book of Ephesians is written by Paul, who is writing this letter to the Gentiles.
他说：“弟兄姐妹们呐，如该怎么样过一个教会的生活呢？”
And then he is saying, "Brothers and sisters, how shall we behave in a church?"
如果你有自己的圣经，你如果往前面读几节，从21节开始，他那边怎么说呢？
If you have your own Bible, if you start reading in verse 21, what would he say?
他说，你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理。
In verse 21, it says, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him, just as truth is in Jesus.
你们就要怎么样呢？
Then what shall we do?
你们要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。
And now you should depart from your former manner of life.
将你们的心智改换一新。
So that you should be renewed.
并且穿上新人。
And to put on a new self.
他说这个新人呢，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Now this new self has the likeness of God.
如果你读完这一段，你就知道他下面所讲的乃是讲给基督徒听的。
Now after these couple verses, then you will know that what's coming after is for Christians.
不光是说给以弗所教会，也同时是说给我们的。
Not only to the people and saints of the Ephesians, but to all Christians.
基督徒在这地上要怎么样过一个讨神喜悦的生活呢？
Now, how shall Christians live their life to gain favor of God?
这边说，你们要脱去旧人，改换心智，穿上新人。
Here it tells us to depart from our former self and to put on a new self.
那另外别的地方圣经说，我不是愿意脱下这个，我乃是愿意穿上那个。
Now, in other Bible verses, you would see that it's more than just taking off what we were, but putting on something new.
活在一个群体的里面，那个彼此啊，是非常重要的。
Now, to live in a group is important, the relationships among us.
所以在教会中最重要的彼此是什么呢？
So that's why, most importantly, in a church, what is this relationship?
就是彼此相爱。
The relationship of how we love each other.
圣经上说，当我们彼此相爱，别人就认出来我们是耶稣的门徒。
Now, in the Bible, it says, when we love each other, then people can tell us apart that we are Christians.
我们活在这世上，我们知道我们是活在一个群体的当中。
Now, when we live on this world, we know that we gather in group.
我们不可能离群所居，不可能做一个独行侠。
For no one can truly live in an isolated life.
所以如果我们要怎么样跟人家相处，实在是一个非常重要的一件事情。
So how do we act and behave with each other is truly important.
特别是在我们这个属灵的大家庭的里面，怎么样过一个教会的生活。
Especially in this spiritual family, how do we behave?
如果我们彼此相爱，我们就能够见证耶稣基督就在我们的中间。
Now, if we can love each another, then we could be a testimony of a Christian.
我们如果能够彼此相爱，我们就能见证爱在我们的中间。
And if we could love each other, then we become testimony that love is among us.
所以今天我们的信息，我们要来讲讲看怎么样彼此相爱。
So today we're going to focus on how do we love each other.
求神借着下面的信息，不光是教导你们，也教导我啊，来怎么样在这地上过一个彼此相爱的生活。
So I ask God that when we learn this message together, not that you will learn, but I will learn together with you.
第一，我们要主动的爱。
First, we have to actively love.
教会是一个爱的团体。
Now, a church is an organization of love.
我们爱是因为神先爱我们。
Now, we love because God first loved us.
在约翰一书那边，三章十六节说，主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道什么是爱。
Now, in 1 John chapter 3:16, it says that God died for us, so from then on, we know how to love.
如果我问你什么是爱，
Now, if I love you, if I ask you, what is love?
他说爱就是 L-O-V-E.
And then you may spell it out that says it's L-O-V-E.
或者你说爱就是一个兽中间加一个心。
Or you may write it out in a Chinese character.
对不对？但是圣经上怎么说的呢？
Right, but what does the Bible say what love is?
他说我们都不懂得什么叫做爱。
It says that we don't know what love was.
直到主耶稣为我们钉死在十字架上的时候，我们才知道哦，这就是爱。
Not until when Jesus Christ came and died for us on the cross, then we realize what is love.
所以圣经上的爱是讲到一个舍命的爱。
So the love in Bible comes with sacrifice.
是叫做 agape 的爱。
It is the love of agape.
我们里面没有。
Now, within us, our natural self, there was none.
很多人来到我们教会中间。
A lot of people come among us.
他第一次来。
The first time.
他能够继续的留下来，是因为他发现这里有神，这里有爱。
And they stay with us from time and time some more, because they recognize that there is God and there is love among us.
有些人到了团契里面，或者到了教会中间。
Or maybe some of the people, they will come into a church.
他发现教会里面很多的那个gossip, 很多那个杂音。
And then they realize that there's a lot of gossiping around.
再加上别人也不关心他。
And moreover, people don't care about the newcomers.
他没有看到爱。
Then they don't see love.
不久后他就走开，走了。
So slowly they would go away.
他再也不会回来了。
And they would never come back.
其实 被爱的感觉非常的好。
Now, in fact, it is important to feel being loved.
有很多父母亲非常会照顾孩子们。
Now, a lot of parents, they know how to take care of the kids.
当孩子还小的时候，
when the kids were young,
就给他存那个上大学的基金。
The parents would already start at the college fund.
除了供应他的衣食住行以外，
not only they would provide them what they need daily,
要带他去学小提琴，
they would also give him other lessons,
学跳舞，
so that they could learn to dance,
学游泳，
to learn how to swim.
在他人格发展上面要想办法找很多小朋友来家里面，
and to bring other kids within this house,
帮助他合群，
so that he can learn to be, react with each other.
这些孩子在被爱的中间长大。
So these children, they grew up in the parents' love.
我们会说这孩子很幸福。
They will say that this is a blessed kid.
但是这都是人间的爱。
But I tell you, this is the love of man.
弟兄姊妹，我们也愿意被爱。
Brothers and sisters, we also want to be loved.
但是这个爱是怎么出来的呢？
But now, how does this love come about?
如果没有一个人主动的先来爱你，你怎么可能被爱呢？
Now, if no one wants to love you, then how do you feel loved?
如果你不去爱别人，就没有人可以被爱，那这个雪球就滚不起来。
Now, if you don't go love somebody, then no one else will feel love, then we will all be isolated.
所以弟兄姐妹，你们愿不愿意成为一个先来爱别人的人？
So, brothers and sisters, I ask you, are you willing to be the first one that reach out?
踏出第一步，当你爱别人，就有人被爱。
To take the first step, when you love somebody, then that somebody is now loved.
当有人来爱你的时候，你被爱，然后你就把这个爱传递给另外的人。
Now, if someone else comes to you first and first love you, maybe you could transfer this love and reach out yourself.
让这个爱走动起来。
So that this love can move around.
这个时候你对着你隔壁的右手的你说耶稣爱你。
So maybe now you turn to your right hand and say Jesus loves you.
耶稣爱你。
Jesus loves you.
然后说我也爱你。
And I love you too.
是真的啊，是真心的讲我也爱你。
Now when you say that, it has to be genuine how you love her, him.
虽然我的爱很有限。
Now, even though my love comes with, is limited.
什么是 agape 的爱呢？
Now, what is the love of agape?
哥林多前书十三章那边怎么说呢？
What does 1 Corinthians chapter 13 say?
说凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Now, it says that when we forgive, and when we prolong, that is love.
照着天然的我们，我们不可能做到凡事的。
Now when I say we can treat all things with love with our natural self.
这边讲了四个凡事。
And here it says four times all things.
因为这个爱不是从我们里面来的。
Because this love cannot become from us.
这个爱乃是从神来的。
And this love came from God.
所以我们要先从神那里得到这个爱，我们才能够凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
So that we first have to get our love from God in order for us to love the others in all things.
跟人没有计较。
How do you not care about little things?
这不容易。
Now that's not easy.
但是如果是从神来的，就非常的容易了。
But if it comes from God, then it becomes easy.
我们知道很多弟兄姊妹进出教会都是独行侠。
Now I know that a lot of brothers and sisters are isolated.
形单影只。
They would act alone.
与人毫不来往。
And they would not talk to one another.
你们每个小组传契小组小组长就特别注意这些人。
And I believe that all the small group leaders should pay attention to these people.
发现这个弟兄或这个姐妹就来了教会那么久，从来没有参加过任何的一个小组。
And you realize that these people come, but they will never join a small group.
就去关心他。
So now the leaders should go talk to them.
就帮助他。
To help them.
如果你仔细分析这些人。
And if you look at them carefully,
你发现他们怕 太多的接触。
Then you realize that they don't want too many relationships.
因为太多的接触会造成太多的摩擦。
Because through relationships comes conflict.
也会变成太多的危险。
And it would become other bad things.
所以他有一个，他心里面打了一个主意。
So that's why those people, they have a thought.
他就说保持距离以测安全。
So that they will think, if I keep a distance, then I will be safe.
归根究底，他是什么呢？他是害怕。
Now from the bottom of his heart, he is in fear.
他为什么害怕呢？
Now why would he be in fear?
他发现在教会里面没有安全感。
Because he realized that he can't find a sense of security in the church.
没有爱。
Because there's no love.
因为爱既完全，就把惧怕除去。
Because with love,takes away fear.
所以我们求神，让神的爱在我们中间走动。
So we will ask God so that love can move among us.
让爱在我们中间走动的第一个条件，就是要我们先来被爱。
So first, to have love among us, we first need to receive love.
第二，我们要关顾别人的事。
Secondly, we have to care about our neighbors.
腓立比书那边说，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Now in the book of Philippians, it says that you should care more than just your own things, but your neighbors.
我们知道，我们还是孩子的时候
，Now when we were little kids,
全世界是围着我们转的。
The whole world turns around you.
尿不湿了，我们就哭。
If you have a wet diaper, then you would cry.
肚子饿了，我们就哭。
When you're hungry, you cry.
什么东西都是我，只要我满足就 OK 了。
At all times, you only care about yourself and how you need to be fed.
可是等到长大以后呢？
But now, once you're grown up,
我们就不再是我。
Then we no longer care only about ourselves.
我们就开始学习怎么样去关怀周围的人。
And we start to learn to care about people around us.
为别人着想。
To care about the others.
甚至去照顾别人。
Or to take care of the others.
你知道，会照顾别人的人是一个成熟的人。
Now, someone who knows how to take care of the others, they are mature.
我的老大跟我的老二中间差七岁。
Now, my older brother and my second older brother, they are 7 years apart.
那这个老二还很小，就是还是 baby 的时候。
Now, when my second son was still a baby,
他妈妈就有的时候忙就把这个他的弟弟就交给这个姐姐看。
And when the mother was busy, she would give this a second kid to the first kid.
所以我女儿很会照顾她的弟弟。
So that my older daughter really knows how to take care of her younger brother.
第一个，她长大了，她学习怎么样来照顾别人。
Because now the first one is grown up and she knows how to take care of the youngers.
我们在座有许多。做老大的，对不对？
Now among us, there's a lot of older brothers and sisters.
老大生下来就是天生的会照顾人的吗？
Now is the older brother and older sisters born with abilities to take care of people?
那个最小的，家里面做最小的，就是生下来就是不会照顾人的吗？
Now is the youngest ones always born to be without the ability to care?
不是的，是环境造成的。
Now I tell you, it is the circumstances that form them.
所以你说我不会照顾别人。
So if you say, I don't know how to take care of the others.
这不是理由。
Then I tell you that's not a reason.
因为照顾别人不是天生的。
Because we don't born with the ability to take care of the others.
是可以去学的。
Now, it is something we can learn.
圣经中有一个属灵的定律。
Now in the Bible, there is this parable.
就你怎么样待别人，神就怎么待你。
He said that how you treat other people, that's how God is going to treat you.
有一次亚伯拉罕的一个侄子叫罗德。
Now one time Abraham and his nephew Lot.
那个罗德在四王和五王打仗的时候呢，就被掳去了。
Now when Lot was fighting with the four or five kings, he was captured by the enemy.
亚伯拉罕知道自己的侄儿被掳了。
Now Abraham now find out that his nephew is wrong.
就率领家中的那个壮丁300多人就去把罗德给抢回来。
After Lot was kidnapped, Abraham took his strong men and went to get Lot back.
那个是四王和五王战，好几个王啊。
Now there's many many kings that are the enemies.
亚伯拉罕手上只有300多人。
And Abraham only had 300 strong men.
因为他心里面要来照顾罗德。
Because Abraham wanted to take care of Lot.
所以说他就带着壮丁就去 又这个就很勇敢的把罗德救回来了。
So without second thought, he took his 300 men and ran to go after Lot.
亚伯拉罕是一个会照顾人的人。
Now Abraham is someone who knows how to care about the people around him.
第三，要说造就人的话。
Now thirdly, we have to say words that is good for edification.
圣经上说，污秽的言语一句都不可以出。
In the Bible, it says, "Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth."
只要谁是说造就人的好话。
But only such a word as is good for edification.
叫听见的人得益处。
So that people hear it can receive goodness from it.
我们知道，在美国生的孩子有一个名字叫做，尤其华人啊，是叫做 ABC。
Now we know that there is a common name for American-born Chinese as ABC.
Yeah, American-born Chinese 啊。有很多人都不会说中文。
And a lot of these ABC, they don't know how to speak Chinese.
有一天，有一个牧师在教会的 会员中间看见了一个年轻人。
So one day, a minister saw this young man.
就问他说：“你会不会说英文、中文呢？”
And asked him, "Do you know how to speak Chinese?"
这个二十多岁的一个小伙子就说：“我只会说一句中文。”
And this 20-some-year-old said, "I only know how to speak one thing."
结果这个牧师很好奇啊，就问他你会讲哪一句中文呢？
So the minister was really curious and asked, "What do you know to speak?"
你讲来我听听看。
Why don't you speak it in front of me?
他说你没用。
And then the only said is, "You are useless."
结果牧师说，哎，他说你从哪里学了这句话？
So the minister asked him, "Why is the only phrase you know is you are useless?"
原来他小的时候啊，做的什么事情都不满他妈妈的意。
Now, in fact, when this little kid was growing up, whatever he did, the mom did not like.
他妈妈就说你没用。
So that all the mother would say is, "You are useless."
这个孩子的中文只记得一句话，就是你没用。
So that's why this little kid only know one word is, "You are useless."
你说说看，他中文会学好吗？
Now let me ask you, do you think he would want to learn Chinese?
他在这样的环境里面不要讲中文，别的东西会学好吗？
In that environment, other than Chinese, do you think he would want to learn anything?
在挪亚洪水的时代，人们要合力建造一座城和一个塔。
Now in the time of Noah's flood, everyone is gathered to build a temple.
他那个塔顶要通天。
And they want this temple to reach heaven.
目的是为了要传扬人的名。
So that this tower could be so high that everyone can see it.
神不喜悦这件事情。
But God does not like this act.
所以神要停止他们的工程。
And God wanted to stop all these people from building this temple.
神怎么做？
So what did God do?
神不是拿去他们做工的工具。
Now, God did not take away the tools that they're using to build this temple.
神是拿去他们沟通的能力。
But God took away their forms of communications.
谁造人的口呢？
Now, who gave us mouth?
不是耶和华吗？
Isn't it from God?
我们真是求主来指教我们怎么样跟人家有好的沟通。
So let God guide us in how do we communicate.
第四，我们要多听少讲。
Now fourth, we have to be a good listener.
雅各书那边说，你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
Now in the book of James, it tells us that we have to listen quickly, we have to speak slowly, and we have to be even slower to anger.
凡参加我们小组聚会的，我们都知道。
Now for all the people that are in my small group,
当小组长说我们今天要轮流分享，
and the group leader says that we are going to share.
所以别人在讲的时候，你是不是在听呢？
So when another person is sharing, are you listening?
你应该是听的。
You should be listening.
但是大部分时间你都不会在听。
But I tell you that a lot of times you are not listening.
你在心里面想我要怎么讲。
You're only thinking about what are you going to
share. 下一个就轮到我了，我要怎么讲。
Now I am the next one to share. What am I going to say?
这个不是聆听。
Now you are not listening at that time.
常常我们传福音给别人的时候，
Just like when we preach the gospel,
牧师或者传道人教给我们，我们要做三分钟的见证，要准备自己，对不对？
Now when the minister says that we have to prepare ourselves for 3 minutes of testimony,
我们随时就这样可以传福音了嘛，对不对？
now? Can we preach easily?
所以你看到这个人还没有信耶稣，你心里面一火热，就噼里啪啦把你的见证讲出来。
So when you meet an unbeliever, you are now filled with the Spirit, and you just want to keep giving your testimony.
然后你一直讲，一直讲，讲完了。
And you would keep speaking and speaking and speaking.
对方说我的问题不是这个。
Until the other person said, "That's not the question I ask."
不是你讲的这个。
I was not asking about that topic.
因为他这个人没有学习先来聆听。
Because this person never learned how to listen yet.
如果他坐进去，他跟这个人开始有一些对话。
If the conversation started by talking and listening,
他听出来他在想什么。
And then maybe this person can find out what the other person is asking.
他听出来他在曾经接触过的福音里面他的问题、他的障碍在哪里。
Maybe this person can hear what the particular problem was.
他里面那个坚固的引垒是什么。
And maybe he could find out why this non-believer is not believing.
你听清楚以后你就为他祷告。
After this minister listens, then maybe you could start a prayer.
然后你慢慢地修正一下你自己的见证。
And then from that, he can then give his testimony.
然后针对他的问题来告诉他，来回答他。
And then on the testimony, he can focus on the particular needs of this non-believer.
你发现没有？神造人是两个耳朵，一个口。
Now you see, God built us with two ears and one mouth.
耶稣的那个耶字也是两个耳朵。
Now in the Chinese character of Jesus, it has two ears.
所以我们要多听少讲。
So that's why we have to listen first, then speak.
是少讲，不是不讲哦。
We still speak with some.
我们要讲，常常要讲造就人的话。
And when we speak, we make sure we speak the words of edification.
我们希望我们的话能够鼓励人。
And we hope that through our words, we encourage.
可以影响别人。
That we can bring a positive effect.
造就人的话很多。
Now there's a lot of words that can edify.
有人的话。
Words from men.
有神的话。
There's words of God.
可是人的话常常的力量非常有限。
But I tell you that the words of man has limited power.
神的话是两刃的利剑。
But God's word is like a two-sided blade.
可以辨明人心思意念里面的问题。
It could clarify the questions in our heart.
圣经上说神的话像大锤。
Now in the Bible, it says that God's word is like a big hammer.
可以敲响人。
That it can break people.
所以我们要多听少讲。
So that's why we have to listen more than we speak.
我们要讲，要讲神的话。
But when we speak the words of God's word.
第五，我们要用诚实的心来面对问题。
Now, number five, we have to speak truth, each one of you, with his neighbor.
你知道，人看人相处中间，最重要的是真诚。
Now, I tell you that within a relationship, the most important thing is honesty.
真诚，我们形容这个真诚到了一个程度，好像是对着镜子来那边看一样。
Now, you should be so honest with the other person, it's like you're looking at your own image in a mirror.
把我们里面的真相照得清清楚楚，这就是真诚。
To show our true self, and that's being honest.
圣经上说，我们要用爱心说诚实话。
Now in the Bible, it says that we have to speak the truth in love.
下面有几点我想要跟你们提一下。
And there's a couple of points I would like to bring up.
第一个，我们要扬善于公堂，归过于私事。就是我们在学习不在众人的面前来批评对方。
So the first thing we have to remember is that when we criticize, we don't do it in the public.
有一位姐妹，她在主日的早上，她邀请了她的先生来到教会。
Now, one sister, she brought her husband to a meeting.
那整个信息聚会结束的时候
After this whole meeting,
她就把丈夫介绍给牧师
Then she introduced her husband to the minister.
介绍完了就跟牧师叮咛了一句话
And then after that, she said one word to the minister.
她说牧师，你要好好的教育他
And then she said, minister, you have to teach him some lessons.
他每天游手好闲
For he is lazy, lying around every day.
每次我邀请他来教会都是拒绝。
And every time I try to bring him with me, he would decline.
他的心很硬啊。
And he has a heart of rock.
牧师啊，你要抓紧这个机会，今天好好的来跟他谈一谈。
So preacher, you have to take today as your only chance. Grab him and bring him.
在大庭广众之下，他给他先生没有面子。
Now she said that in the public.
我问你，
Now let me ask you.
她丈夫下次会来吗？
Would the husband come next time?
不会来的。
I don't think so.
第二个，要选择对的时间说诚实话。
Now secondly, you have to choose the right moment to speak the truth.
如果对方的心情不好，
If the other person is in a tantrum,
身体很软弱或者在生病的中间，
Maybe if the other person is in a sickness,
绝对不要说那个善意的批评的话。
Then you should not go and criticize.
如果这个人他有胃病，
Now if the other person is having stomach issues,
他在那里已经痛得要命了，
And he is already in great pain.
你给他讲营养学，
And if you go preach to him,
你给他讲按时吃饭，按时睡觉，
If you preach to him how he should eat normal and regularly,
你相信他会听吗？
Then you think he will take it in?
求神赐给我们聪明智慧。
So let's ask God so that we can have wisdom.
在最恰当的时间讲最恰当的话。
That it is during the right time we will speak the right thing.
神这个圣经中形容这样的人说的话，好像金苹果落在银网里一样。OK， 没关系，我们都知道啊。Just like the gold apple drop in the basket. That's so beautiful. Okay. 好，第三，我们要先看见自己眼中的梁木，才能够指责对方眼中的刺。
Now, thirdly, we have to first understand our own weakness before we talk about other people's weakness.
其实很多的事情发生了，都是双方的。
Now, a lot of times I tell you, all conflicts come both sides.
如果你自己先谦卑下来。
If you first humble yourself,
你自己先改变。
If you first change your attitude,
我给你保证。
Then I promise you,
事情一定会转机。
Then these things will turn around.
我曾经也帮助过许多婚前的辅导。
Now I tell you that I've given a lot of pre-marriage counseling.
很多人在结婚前啊，都彼此相爱，爱昏头了。对方的缺点一点都没有看到。
A lot of people before they got married, they were blinded by the love so that they would not see the shortcomings of the others.
结果结婚以后发现对方缺点太多了。
Then after they got married, they see all these shortcomings.
结果呢，心里面就下定决心。
Then at that time, they would make up their mind.
我要改变她。
And said, I am going to change her.
记住，一个好的婚姻，
Now remember, in a good marriage,
不是改变对方，
you cannot change the other person.
先来改变自己，
but yet you have to change yourself.
要不断的改变自己，
to continuously changing yourself.
先除去眼中自己眼中的梁木，
so you first need to remove the plank from your eyes.
跟你旁边的人讲说，我愿意改变自己。
So talk to the person next to you and say, I am going to change myself. Now, a lot of times we throw a tantrum.
圣经说我们不可含怒到日落。
Now, in the Bible, it says that we cannot hold our anger until sunset.
发怒对不对？发怒很正常的。
Now, is it normal to be angry? Yes, it is.
可是发怒的时候要特别注意一件事情。
But when you are in anger, you have to remember one thing.
嘴巴绝对不能讲出那些破坏的话。
He said, even when you're angry, you cannot speak hurtful words.
特别是夫妇中间，
particularly in a marriage.
吵到不能分的时候，
Now, when you guys are in a heated argument,
在愤怒中间说，我们离婚好了。
Now, you cannot say, let's be divorced.
千万不要讲这句话。
I tell you, do not say that.
在愤怒中间也不要做决定。
When you're in anger, do not make decisions.
离就来吧。
You say, fine, let's be divorced.
我们要先安静下来。
I tell you, we first need to settle down.
有一对夫妇常常吵架。
Now, there is a couple, they fight a lot.
这先生也不知道怎么办。
And the husband didn't know what to do.
就去请教那些心理医生。
So that he went to a psychiatrist.
心理医生听他讲完了以后。
And then after the psychiatrist heard the whole story.
就开了一副药。
And then he gave him some prescription.
他说这个是特效药。他说你每次要吵架的时候，你把它含到口里。
And he said, this is the great prescription. Whenever you guys get into the fight, put one into your mouth.
他说我保证有效。
And I promise that it will help.
结果过了几周以后，这个先生就回来告诉这个医生。
Then after a couple of weeks, this patient came back to the doctor.
他说你这个特效药真有用啊。
And he said, this prescription he gave me is effective.
他是什么配方啊？
He said, what is this drug?
医生说这就是普通的漱口水。
And then the doctor said, this is just some Listerine.
当你把它含在口中的时候，
when you put it in your mouth,
你就没办法开口了。
You can't speak.
他说少讲几句，这个架就吵不起来了。
So when you don't speak, then you cannot get into a fight.
我们中间如果是夫妇的，我真是劝你。
Now if there are couples among us, then I tell you this.
当有一方面在发脾气或者发怒的时候，
when one side is throwing a tantrum,
少讲几句，
just shut up.
不要讲，
just be quiet.
再忍不住就离开现场。
And if you can no longer take it, just leave.
第六，我们要保守秘密。
Now, next, we have to hold a secret.
在彼此相爱的教会生活中间。
Now, in this love among us in the church,
我们不可避免的，我们常常会暴露我们的弱点。
Now, a lot of times, we cannot stop us from showing our shortcomings.
甚至我们会分享我们的弱点。
And moreover, maybe we will share our own shortcomings.
因为我们希望别人在我们软弱的地方为我们代祷。
Because we want the others to pray for our weakness.
可是有一些热心的弟兄姐妹们啊。
But there are some brothers and sisters who are passionate.
他听到你的弱点。
After they heard about your weakness.
他到处邀请别人为你代祷。
They will start telling everyone so that people can pray for you.
结果你的弱点全教会都知道。
So now your weakness become known.
弟兄姊妹，如果对方没有对你开放，
Now, brothers and sisters, if the other side did not ask you to share,
他如果分享他心中的话，
If the other side is sharing with you the deepest secrets,
他没有告诉你可以告诉别人的时候，
And if he or she did not tell you to share it with the others,
你绝对要保守秘密。
Then I tell you, you have to hold that secret.
在小组里面分享的时候，
Within a small group, when we share,
所有的分享是只停留在小组的里面。
All the sharings are supposed to hold inside the small group.
某某某某弟兄要离婚了。
Now that brother is getting a divorce.
要我们为他代祷。
How about we pray for him?
你不要到处给人家讲。
Now don't just tell everybody.
要为他保守秘密。
You should hold the secret for him.
传道人常常听到这样的事情。
Now, a minister hears a lot of this.
他牧师啊，我们小组里面某某某某弟兄分享了这个东西，我应该好好的告诉你。
Now, a brother would come up and say, someone just shared with me all this. I thought you should know.
通常我们听到一半。
And usually, I would only hear half of it.
我们说停停停停停停。
And I would say stop.
对方有没有让你把这件事情告诉别人呢？
And I'll say, did the other person tell you to tell me?
如果没有的话，连牧师你都不可以讲。
If not, you're not supposed to share with me, even if I am a minister.
第七，最后一个，要彼此的饶恕。
Now, lastly, we have to forgive each other.
英文有一句话说我们 we get, we forget. 神是他 give, 他 forgive.
Now, for men, there is a saying that we get and we forget, but for God, He gives and He forgives.
我们人不会 forgive.
Now, men does not know how to forgive.
我们不懂得怎么样饶恕别人。
We just don't know how to forgive.
在民数记那边说，摩西娶了古时的女子为妻。
Now, in Deuteronomy, it says Moses married a girl.
这个古时是外邦人。
Now, she...is a foreigner, a Gentile.
这个他的姐姐还有他的哥哥，摩西的姐姐和哥哥是米利暗和亚伦。
And then her brother are Milia and Aaron.
因为摩西娶了外邦女子，就要毁谤他。
And because Moses married a Gentile, they wanted to depart from him.
然后 就当时毁谤说什么，他说难道耶和华对着摩西说话不也对着我们说话吗？
And then they would say, how come Jehovah would speak to Moses and not to us?
结果耶和华神听见了这句话。
So God heard what they said.
就把摩西、亚伦还有米利暗叫到一边来。
So then he took Moses, Aaron and Miliah to a corner.
就告诉他说你们毁谤了我的仆人摩西。
And told them that you guys have spoken bad things about my servant Moses.
不料米利暗长了大麻风。
And that Miliah would start having leprosy.
那个圣经上形容说像雪那样白。
A leprosy that is white as snow.
摩西的哥哥亚伦一看见米利暗长了大麻风。
And after Aaron looked at Miliah, how he now she has leprosy.
他说我主啊，就对摩西说我主啊，你不要因为我们这些愚昧的犯罪而加这些罪在我们的身上。
And says please don't count us on the bad things we have said.
摩西跟神求，跟耶和华神说，神啊，求你来医治他。
So that Moses prayed and says please heal them.
神为什么要刑罚米利暗？
Now why would God put a punishment on Miliah?
因为米利暗在背后批评神的仆人摩西。
And it is because she has spoken bad things against the servant of God.
长什么病都可以，为什么要长大麻风呢？
Now whatever sickness she can behold but not leprosy.
因为你在背后批评神的仆人或者毁谤神的仆人，就像长大麻风一样。
Because when you say bad things about God's servant is like you are having leprosy.
很快的这个病就传染到整个教会。
And just like leprosy that is very contagious, it will spread like bad word.
让神的身体受到了亏损。
And it would spread and it would harm the body of God.
背后批评人，背后不饶恕人，是跟长大麻风一样的。
So when we say bad things against people behind the back, just like we don't forgive others, it's like spreading leprosy.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们中间有任何人在背后批评别人、毁谤别人，
Now brothers and sisters, if there's people among us that speak behind their back,
你要学亚伦跟当事人说，求你来饶恕我们。
Then you should learn from Aaron and say, please forgive us.
如果你是像摩西一样，你是受害人，
Now if you're like Moses, if you're the victim,
被人在背后批评或者毁谤，
If someone is speaking behind your back,
一旦你听到了，
after you find out,
求神教导你，
let God teach you,
学习摩西一样的饶恕他们，
so that you can learn and forgive them,
求神再给他们一个机会，
so that God could give them another chance.
弟兄姊妹，神非常的爱我们，
brothers and sisters, God loves us dearly.
他把他真理的道已经告诉了我们，
and He has given us His way and His word.
他把那个彼此相爱的命令也赐给了我们，
He also has given us the command to love each other.
要我们彼此相爱，彼此饶恕，
so that we can love and forgive.
在爱中建立我们，
so that in love we can build up.
所以我们来到神的面前，我们要向神祷告。
So when we come to God, we should pray.
我们说我们不断的在生活中的小处，
and we should say that there is a lot of little things in our life.
我们学习爱弟兄姐妹，
and let us learn through these little things to love.
我们更是要跟神讲，
and moreover, we want to speak to God.
让这个爱在我们中间走动起来，
and say that let this love move among us.
让别人看到我们中间有神的同在，
so that when people see us, they see God with us.
我们再来唱这首诗歌。
So let's sing this song again.
607.
Song 607.
Oh. 好，我们抒情起个音，我们开始唱。607.